Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. There have been four arrests for aiding and abetting, obstructing justice, you name it. That is coming up concerning the Edna Lane Brown tax case up in New Hampshire outside Plainfield. Taking your calls right now on that. Coming up later, 9/11 first responder, her WTC7 demolition countdown. Very important news. Right now, let's talk to Anthony in Arizona, then Steve Bryan, Juan, and others. Anthony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the Elaine and Brown. Ed Brown situation. For all the idiots out there who want to start a shooting war, let me just remind you that this is high tech, okay? These people have spy satellites on the population. They have infrared. They have night vision. They can pinpoint your location. If you're hiding under a rock, and that's not how it's done, folks, what people need to understand is it's a mind war. It's an info war.
It's simple. We're winning the info war, so they want to escalate it into a shooting war.
Well, that's exactly like you're saying. You know, it's you're playing into the hands of the enemy. That's what they want. They want, when half of the population is now asleep, they want a shooting war because they know that half the population is going to follow the propaganda on the TV, on the news, and the other half are going to be marginalized, and they win. That's how they win.
Well, and that's what's happening now, because they know when you reach half, and we've reached that, that we're soon going to convert to reality the other half. They're in desperate damage control mode.
Also, you know, remind everybody, here's a reality check. If you go up against, you know, such overwhelming force, you're asking for it. So, you know, this is not how it's done. And that's the last resort. The absolute last resort.
But it is the last resort for Edna Lane Brown now, because they were wrongfully convicted. The IRS is a fraud, and people are trying to defend them. My whole point is here, we don't want to preemptively escalate all this into the next phase, and we need cooler minds to prevail on both sides.
Well, Alex, you know, you're absolutely right, and it's some of the best, you know, advice I've heard from any person. But before I go, I just want to ask you just one question about, I want your take on the Air Force standing down this Friday, the entire Air Force, the fighter jets and the bombers standing down. What is your take on that?
Steve Watson has done detailed analysis. I've been marching around protesting for 4 days in New York and covered, read some news on the Internet a few nights, but don't know much. There's a story up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net on the right-hand side in the News and Focus section. False flag terror fears on 14th is apparent hoax. And it goes on to say a military stand-down scheduled for this Friday has kick-started a buzz across the blogosphere that some kind of false flag attack may be planned in the immediate aftermath of the 6th anniversary. Wild connections and suggestions have started to be made that have little or no basis in reality, a disconcerting trend that can be damaging the 9/11 truth movement and those who have set out to expose false flag terrorism for real. Earlier this week, the Air Force Times reported that September 14th Air Combat Command bases, consisting of about 100,000 active-duty airmen, would be standing down training flights and many other operations as part of a countrywide safety day. And that means that they're going to go over safety and double-checking all the equipment, and that's pretty routine from the research Steve's done. But I was trying to read over this morning, and you can go there and find full details there on InfoWars.net.
Well, you know, Alex, the thing that your listeners have to be reminded of time and time again is, you know, this is a well-planned effort against the American people. These people on the other side, the enemy against us, who are trying to destroy our Constitution, our representative form of government, they know what they're doing. And all it takes is one trigger-happy idiot to go out and ruin it for everybody.
Well, I mean, it'll take more than that, but if it starts going, it's going to be bad. I mean, I appreciate your call. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm not saying they don't have a reason to be mad. I mean, this thing could powder keg really fast, and that's what I'm worried about. And this Edna Lane Brown thing's got the best chance of being the trigger for it.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promised to get to your calls, and we are, but Jack McClam, I wanted to get him on later, but he could only join us now. He has important appointments he has to go to. For 27 years, he's had Aid and Abet newsletter, police and military against the New World Order, tens of thousands of members across the country, and they're there educating policemen, military men and women. I'm going to get to Steve, Brian, Juan, and others coming up. Jack's only with us for this segment, so I promise we're going to get to all of you. I appreciate you holding. Tons of calls coming up. From day one, I've said I'm trying to de-escalate. I'm trying to get the Browns to talk. I'm trying to get the feds to talk. I'm trying to get the feds to back down and not. That's when we came in and said, do not rush in there. Do not kill them. And, you know, the Browns have gotten the most notoriety and attention, and I got them on Coast to Coast AM. I've only tried to help them. But with my advice, and with my the spotlight I've tried to shine on this, I've also said that I've seen it over and over again with the militias and everybody else, where there's all this talk and then people get killed or people go to prison. And now this has a chance of really escalating because the country's so awake now because of our work, all of you out there, that the country wants to have a fight with the feds. And we're having such an effect in the info war right now that I've been trying to de-escalate and stop this from happening. That's why the feds carry out terror attacks, is because they want to escalate it into a violent zone. They want to declare martial law. The PDD 51 has been signed. It's all locked and loaded and ready. And just basic strategy from every angle, every avenue I look down, it's best to keep this from escalating to any type of armed confrontation with both sides. And now they've arrested four people, the AP reports. Four associates of Ed Brown arrested. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders Ed and Elaine Brown have been arrested. U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier said yesterday. Monier said the men are Serino Reno Gonzalez, 30 of Alice, Texas, Daniel Riley, 40 of Albany, New York, Jason Girard, 22 of Brookhaven, New York, and Robert Wolf, 50 of Randolph, Vermont. Charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in retaliation and in relation to a crime of violence. Jack McClam, what does that sound like to you?
Well, Alex, doesn't sound good at all, brother. What we don't want to have happen in America right now, because we're winning using the First Amendment to awaken so many people, is we don't want violence to start, because if it's on our side, then immediately we'll be under martial law, and Bush has the foreign troops, and he's got all the people ready to go, the soldiers ready to go. We're getting reports that soldiers are being trained right now for martial law in America, and whole battalions are being prepared for martial law in America. We're praying that God will grant us the First Amendment for some time yet, because we're winning. And if any of us start shooting, Alex, going to be terrible, because Bush will declare martial law and say we're all Al-Qaeda or domestic terrorists, which they've already listed as that, and that we got to be cleaned out, so we'll be under martial law and the First Amendment will be gone, brother.
And then that will escalate. That will then escalate an even bigger response. If only 1% of the American people who are gun owners fight, of 150 million gun owners, that's 1.5 million soldiers, combatants in a guerrilla war, the globalists can't win. All this talk about they're so high tech, we can't beat them. Small groups individually can't beat them, but if it does start a guerrilla insurgency, which, believe me, folks, I've looked at it, could really start. In that next phase, you're going to have the police and military wiped out, and then now we've got, I was wrong, Endgame, you know, the part that was made a few months ago in the middle of the film about over 140,000 foreign troops now in our military. AP 2 weeks ago reported, too late for me to put it in the film, 400,000 non-Americans now in the forces. Folks, that's over a third. We're talking about record levels, and we've now discovered that they're holding back most of those units made up entirely of Mexicans. They're in Mexican units. They're in Nicaraguan, El Salvadoran units, and that's the main force. Then you've got groups made up out of Czechoslovakian. You've got groups made up of Ukrainian. This is now mainstream news, by the way. You've got groups made up, of course, of Filipino. They will. This is going to. Jack, please speak to the feds, though, about being calm. I don't think they understand how they're being set up.
No, they sure don't. All of them are being set up. I deal with brainwashed federal agents every week here that we communicate with. Local or state police and local police are totally brainwashed, and they believe that we have Al Qaeda and we have domestic terrorists among us, that all Bush has to do is point his finger at us, and they're going to come in on us and kill us or try to. And so we've got to keep the calm, Alex, as long as we can, because, as you said, they are so afraid. If they can't get us shooting, get us in a shooting war soon, that we're going to overcome them, and we are. You know, and so by keeping calm and utilizing the First Amendment and praying that God doesn't allow Bush and his criminal cronies to do another false flag operation in America, we still have time to awaken hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more Americans onto the side of God and liberty.
And that's why they're in a race to go ahead and escalate something now, because
right.
They know the clock is running out on them. All these scandals, all this corruption's coming out.
That's right. They want us to start shooting. And I have soldiers and police officers contacting me weekly here, thinking it's time we should go get our guns and start marching on Washington. Totally irrational, but they're so frustrated. They're so frustrated to see what's going on with their country. They're being sent out of the country to bring democracy to nations which are not don't have anything to do with America at all.
Whoever shoots first.
Losing our freedoms, we're losing our freedoms here in America, and the police and soldiers that I deal with are totally frustrated and want to go clean house.
Whoever shoots first.
Them, don't do it. Don't do it.
Jack, do you agree that whoever shoots first loses and that whoever has the coolest brain is going to win?
Well, it's always been that way in a fight. You know, whenever you get in a fist fight with somebody, but I believe that if this war does get going tomorrow, which God, I pray it doesn't, to God, but if it did, I still think we'd win in the end, Alex, because we've got millions and millions and millions of Americans.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's just we're going to, the longer we can hold, the bigger the victory and the faster.
That's right, and the more people we have on our side awake, and every week, I don't know if you have an estimate or not, but I'd say 100,000 people a week, if not more, are waking up.
I agree with that. I agree with that number.
And so we need weeks yet and months yet, and so what they want us to do is they want to instigate something like with the Browns for us to start shooting, and once that starts, we're going to have momentum moving through the Patriot community of others wanting to pick up their guns and go, because I talk to them all the time. And so that's exactly what they're trying to push us into, Alex. It's a fool's game because we're winning our nonviolent redress right now, and they don't want to allow that to happen, of course.
Basically, they want to overturn the chessboard.
Right. Yeah, get down to using their high technology and everything to try to take out those of us that are leading the those of us on the battlefield right now against the enemies of God and liberty, and hopefully stop everything. But
in closing, Jack McClam, can you speak specifically to the feds that are listening right now who are being given orders to clearly escalate this with a helicopter a few months ago and the people in the woods and now arresting four people that have been friends with the Browns. That's a clear escalation. Do you have any advice for them? Because I clearly see this as a trap.
It truly is. All of you federal agents out there, and some of you we speak to every month here at our two police military associations, I just want to tell you that this system that's being set up, you're not aware of it. You think you see the big picture. You're told you see the big picture, and the private citizens don't. But that's not true, brothers and sisters out there. What this is a system of the super rich and the super poor. And guess who? You don't qualify for the super rich there, federal agents, brother and sister agents out there. So your families are going to be enslaved, and America is going to be destroyed. And you're going to be so sorry for the part you played in that, but it's going to be too late. So I just tell you to step back and study and read and listen. Listen to GCN, listen to Alex Jones and Jack Blood, and these programs for a few weeks, federal agents, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free here in America. So I'm just warning you, don't be conned. You're being conned right now. We talk to you every week here, and it's very sad that that we have so many of our brothers and sisters that we haven't been able to reach yet, the vast majority we haven't reached yet, that are just totally brainwashed into thinking you, Alex, and me, and those of us that are the true patriots in America today, active patriots in America, are the enemy of this nation. And they're told we're trying to use the Constitution to destroy America, and it is not true. But that's what our police and soldiers are being told.
I was on the plane with an airline pilot yesterday, and we talked for 4 hours, and he was a really smart guy. But by the end of it, I started convincing him because I knew so much history. He said he goes, I don't even talk to most people. He was reading the big thick history books while we started talking, and I knew all about it. And he was pretty amazed. He said most people didn't know about history. He was reading a 1,000-year history of the Greeks. I just got really into the mindset of these guys and the psychology in that discussion. I'm going to talk about that later if I have time. Calls are coming up. Jack McClam, thanks for popping in with us.
Okay, brother. God bless you for all you're doing for America. Just keep your powder dry, but keep calm and don't be pushed into a violent confrontation.
I agree. I agree. Take care. Yeah, they want to push us into defending ourselves. That's what they want.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to start shifting into 9/11 after we take some calls. Just huge news there, and I want to go over what happened in New York. But right now, let's go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New York. You're on the air, Steve. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for being there with us. We were all together at 9/11 Truth. That was great. I was the guy who told you that InfoWars outranked MSNBC.com, and it's still still on the decline. And InfoWars is still on the steady incline. I wanted to talk, I wanted to tell you, when we're in front of the Federal Reserve, one of the scariest things I saw was one of the cops, they were in the car, and he would look like he was angry, got out of the car, went into the trunk, and pulled up a whole mess of, handcuffs, these wire tie handcuffs, went into the car and started, like, cursing under his breath as he was assembling them, as if, like, he wanted to definitely arrest a few people. And I was like, oh, no, this is... I got scared, you know. I can't lie. I got scared a little bit, you know. But
well, for those that don't know, we were marching all over Wall Street and up the Federal Reserve and all over the city. They're in the southern end of the island or the peninsula of Manhattan.
Yes. Oh, man. But, he, like, this cop had, like, a personal vendetta. Like, he wanted to. He was just itching. I mean, most of the cops were really great, and I was talking to a lot of them. And, you know, some of them were saying, you know, you obviously know more than us. You know, we don't have time. We're working 15-hour days.
Oh, a lot of police say great job and nod their heads and tell us keep it up.
Yeah.
But then you'd have the few. It was like... all the other cops weren't arresting me for being down there at Fox Studios on the sidewalk, but then the commander comes in and says, arrest him. And then they had to admit, well, you shouldn't have been arrested, but didn't matter. I could beat the rap. I couldn't beat the ride.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Anyway, we had a great time. I was yelling at the top of my lungs. I was exhausted. the rain was immense, but we still prevailed, man. We still prevailed. I would like to applaud all the guys that were with me and with you and with us, you know, and a great job. Thank you very much.
God bless you, my friend. It was good seeing you there. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Brian in Philly. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It was great to be there with you. I don't know if you remember me. I was the tall guy with the shaved head, the American flag bandana. We
yes.
talked on camera for a little while.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah, you know what? Other than that, I did see a couple of police doing exactly what the last caller said, putting together those makeshift zip-tie handcuffs. But for the most part, I truly felt that the police who were escorting us weren't just escorting us. I really felt like they were with us that day. And
I know.
Really,
the commanders were so genuine and patting me on the shoulder and saying, what else can we do for you? And I was like, and I was looking in their eyes, and it wasn't an act. It wasn't like a fake good guy. I was like, they were being sicky sweet nice.
It was so energizing because, I mean, I listened to you.
Like one of the commanders kept coming over when I'd have my hand like on a railing. He'd like pat on it and rub on it and tell me, you know, he appreciated how nice we all were. I was like, going, this is ridiculous.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Usually it starts grinding on you and you get pessimistic day in and day out. Now I'm so energized by the fact that I saw that all those first responders and all those police officers, I truly believe they're on our side. Like, after what I witnessed that day and what we did that day, there's no doubt in my mind that the resistance is way larger than 51%. But
I was there bullhorning at Ground Zero, and I was looking at, like, half the cops, and I was going, you were here, you knew about the countdown for 7, and they were nodding their heads and, like, and got watery eyes.
Oh, yeah,
they were like,
because
they know.
Right,
I mean, I knew they were feeling it. I mean, I knew they were feeling the chill I was feeling on my spine. You know, truth does that.
It's absolutely amazing. So I'm going to send you all my footage. I'll send you my footage from Philadelphia. And thank you so much, Alex. It's always great to hear from you.
My friend, it was great meeting you. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just, you know what, burn DVDs. And if you want, you can visit my website. It's brainwashedamerica.com.
Wow, what a great URL, my friend. Great meeting you there. Yeah, I mean, there's so many facets of what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Not Friday. I was there Saturday. I keep saying Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I left Wednesday, but 4 days there in New York. I mean, street actions, demonstrations everywhere. And it was only at Fox Studios because we were chanting and taking over the television, even though we were off property. And the police were being real nice, and that commander pulled up, jumped out of the car, ran up, and said, come here with me. And he took me over, and I said, yes, sir, what's going on? And he said, hands behind your back, you're going to jail. And it completely blew up in his face. And when I walked out in the precinct and the booking room, he was being griped at in the corner.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Either your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Possibly. My heroes have always lived their lives out on a limb. Like me. My heroes have always lived their lives out on a limb. And when I grew up, I wanted to be like them. We're going to go to more of your calls and get into all this 9/11 news here in just a few minutes. Right now, I'll tell you about Newswatch magazine. Been a great sponsor of the Genesis Network for years since I recommended it to them. It's really a deal you can't turn down. A free, full-color magazine, 12 issues, free, a full year. They just want you to have it, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor David J. Smith, somebody who came long before I did, lives right here in Texas. Newswatch magazine, published since 1980. Fighting the New World Order, great issues every month, free year subscription, ladies and gentlemen. Free year subscription. They just have the books and videos advertised in it. But you'll purchase some of those, and that's how they give it to you for free. It's just a great deal. And it's great after you read it to give to others to wake them up or leave in the dental office or the hair salon or at work. 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736. Give Newswatch Magazine a call or go to newswatchmagazine.org. Newswatchmagazine.org or 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith has published Newswatch Magazine since 1980. Newswatch Magazine is currently running a series about the history of the rise of world government, the New World Order. The series is entitled History That Must Be Told. It starts over 300 years ago and brings up to date the current time. So you just can't beat it, ladies and gentlemen, Newswatch Magazine. And also, I'm a documentary filmmaker in my own right. I have made 16 films. Terror Storm Special Edition, the final cut, is now out. 17 minutes of added information on the BBC reported that Building 7 fell in its own footprint from fire 25 minutes before anything collapsed. That's just about 3 or 4 minutes of the added 17 minutes in this history of government-sponsored terror. An absolute must-see, available at Infowars.com, the hard copy on DVD. You can also get Loose Change 2nd Edition. You can also get 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, Riddles in Stone, Dr. Michael Kaufman's new video, Global Warming or Global Governance. So many great books and videos that we carry in the secure online video and bookstore at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can get some of my films as low as $5.95 apiece, ball caps as low as $5.95 apiece, 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts as low as $6.95. I mean, we slashed all the prices a year ago, and they're still as low as they were, even with the dollar being devalued. Some of these things we even lose money on, frankly, like the citizen rule books we put for free in every order, that if you try to buy them at like $1.50 apiece, we buy them in such bulk they cost us like 55 cents apiece. You can buy them in bulk from us at a price where you couldn't buy 5,000 and get them that cheap. Well, and so you can buy them by the hundreds from us. You can get them free individually in each package. There's also Infowars.net and everything, the news sites. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, download all 16 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports. We videotape every Sunday show, special interviews, special reports, all the 9/11 stuff we shot. That's going to be up there in the next few days and weeks. Every day we'll be putting new stuff up. PrisonPlanet.tv. TV, 15 cents a day, and the 15 cents just pays for the bandwidth so we can operate it. So I want to thank all the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. Encourage everybody else to get involved with it. We're going to go to Juan, because he's been holding the longest. Then I'm going to cover some 9/11 news. We'll get to Bob, Rob, Dale, Paul, and others. Right now, Juan calling from Germania, Deutschland. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure being on your show. I hope you can hear me okay.
I hear you loud and clear. Welcome.
Excellent. Your first caller also mentioned what I wanted to ask you, actually, which is concerning the stand-down order that is going to take place tomorrow.
We've written an article here for Infowars.net, and Steve Watson's done the analysis, and I concur with his analysis that, you go ahead and just say whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. I have an article, two articles actually in front of me right here, that says on the 5th of September there was a B-52 bomber flying from one point of the United States to the other.
Flew to Minock and back down, and Minock's the disposal center, and they left the, there's nukes on planes all the time in the air.
Oh, really? Because they say like...
No, there's news articles saying there's never nukes in the air, and that's not true.
Yeah, but they said the pilots didn't have any idea they were carrying nukes from point A to B and stuff like this.
Yes, that's because they were supposed to offload the nukes at the decommission center at Minock. I ought to get Weldon Henson in here. He was in the Air Force for, what, 5 years and serviced the bombers. And he read all the articles a few weeks ago when that came out and just said that it was a screw-up and that he'd seen things like that before.
It's amazing. I thought I was going to surprise you with this article, but you have it all figured it out.
No, I don't have it all figured out. It could be something, but I don't think it is. And now we're hearing about a stand down. They always have a day of safety where they stand down and go back through safety, look at everything on the planes, because that's what causes, well, number one, it's pilot error. Secondarily, it's equipment malfunction.
Okay, actually, that will be it. I just wanted to say I have a small group called InfoWarriors here in Germany, a small group, but fastly growing. And there's this, your Terror Storm movie is synchronized in German, so everybody here in Germany can enjoy your work of art as well. And
you can type Terror Storm in Deutsch or German after it, and it pops up on Google, right?
Yes, it pops up with somebody actually synchronized it in German. So it's,
can you say the info war will prevail against the forces of the New World Order in German?
Say that again, one more time.
We'll just say the info war will prevail against the forces of the New World Order.
Die Infokrieger werden gewinnen gegen die Mächte der neuen Weltordnung.
I love it. A lot of folks waking up over in Germany. We get hundreds of thousands of visitors a month from Germany alone, and it's thanks to people like you out there, my friend Juan. I salute you, and I appreciate your fine work. Oh, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I'm done.
All right, thank you, sir. Good to hear from you there in Germany. All right, let me get into this right now. Here's the quote you're about to hear. Let's play the clip from CNN with the cops. In front of Building 7, 200 yards in front, saying, get back, get back, get back. The building is about to come down. They're going to bring it down. Here's the quote. Keep an eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon. The whole thing is about to blow up. That building is about to blow up. Okay? Now, that is what you're about to hear. You can watch the video in the story Paul Watson's done on PrisonPlanet.com. That's old news, but I'm going to walk through this first with the new news to have it in context. Here it is.
If you're in that building, it'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right, guys.
We are walking back. The building is about to blow up. One flame. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
All right. Keep an eye on that building. It'll be coming down soon. That whole thing is about to blow up. That building is about to blow up. Now, that's CNN. And that was live that day. They re-aired that on the second anniversary. They aired just the whole day over again, as I saw MSNBC doing in my hotel room when I got home at about 2 in the morning, or about 1 in the morning, I guess on September 12th by then, but from September 11th. Now, it's two police officers, and they're waving everybody back, saying it's about to come down. I've talked to a bunch of firefighters, police, emergency workers, EMTs, who all said and saw the same thing. There's other videos of police saying, get back, it's about to come down. It was on NPR locally. 911 first responders heard WTC-7 demolition countdown. This is the new article from Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Dig it, get it out to everybody, email it, post it on your MySpace. Help us get it out, please. Print it off in the office, hand it out, get it out. 911 first responder heard WTC-7 demolition countdown. Former Air Force Special Operations for search and rescue expert witnessed officials attempt to conceal planned nature of explosion. A 9/11 first responder has gone on record to describe how he heard a demolition-style countdown precede the collapse of WTC-7 eyewitness testimony that dovetails with other EMTs and rescue personnel who were also told that Building 7 was going to, quote, be brought down. Earlier this year, we reported on the testimony of an anonymous EMT named Mike, who told Loose Change producer Dylan Avery that hundreds of emergency rescue personnel were told over bullhorns that Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper adjacent to the Twin Towers, was not hit by a plane, yet imploded symmetrically later in the afternoon on 9/11, was about to be pulled, and that a 20-second radio countdown preceded its collapse. That account was backed up by another Ground Zero rescue worker who went on record, we've had her here and played clips here, with her full name, volunteer EMT Indra Sayi, described to a radio show how she learned that WTC-7 was going to be brought down, and the context was clear that it was to be deliberately demolished. In addition, former New York PD officer Craig Bartmer described hearing bombs. I've met him personally, interviewed him, never been seen because I did the interview and put it in the 9/11 film I'm going to make yet, to tear down the building as he fled the collapse. Now another Ground Zero first responder has shed more light on how he heard the countdown moments before attempting to escape the collapse of Building 7 as a stampede ensued. And there's a bunch of other people. It goes through and lists them. Now imagine if we went before a grand jury and had these firefighters and police and EMTs and medical workers all saying this, and then we had video, which we do, of a policeman saying, get back, it's about to come down. And then we have other emergency workers saying it. And then we have Larry Silverstein saying, we gave the order to pull it and gave the order and watched it come down. I mean, this is an open and shut case. And I was there with Ground Zero cops talking about this, and I mean, I was looking at them. Most of them were nodding and looking at me going, yeah. And you could see tears in their eyes. Imagine working every day knowing the government blew it up. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. And let me tell you, the hole in the dam's getting bigger and bigger, and more water's pouring in. There's cracks forming everywhere. It's going to burst. That's why they want to attack Iran. That's why they want to escalate martial law. That's why they want to get something going on with the Browns before then. Former Air Force Special Operations for Search and Rescue expert Kevin McPadden traveled to Ground Zero completely of his own accord and spent the next 4 days searching through the rubble and nearby buildings for survivors. In a speech given at this week's 9/11 Truth Events in New York City, McPadden describes the shocking details of what he witnessed shortly before the WTC-7 implosion into his own footprint. Now, I've known about McPadden and been so busy, and there were so many other witnesses, I'd never even interviewed him. But I was going to give my speech, and I thought, why not, been talking to Kevin McPadden off the side, why not get him up here and to talk about it? Then I went for an hour to my hotel room and interviewed him there right after. And he told it in more detail, because you notice he talks about how we could tell it was a countdown, and they were all acting upset, and the firemen were upset. And then he took his hand off, and then he said, run for your lives. What he didn't add there, but he did on video with us later, was that they heard the 3, 2, and they could tell it was already a countdown. He was right by him. You could hear the pulse, you know, the countdown, and everybody started running. And others reported that they were on down the road saying it openly. And then you do see, we have the video of the cops saying it. See, I mean, we have this in triplicate, quadruplicate, on top of triplicate, on top of quadruplicate. They were busy pushing them back and forth, a couple of vets that were there. They got the vibe that something was coming down, said McPadden. This is a quote from the video you're about to hear. We started asking questions. Everybody started asking questions. The next thing you know, there was a Red Cross representative pacing back and forth in front of the crowd, holding his hand over the radio. I couldn't hear what it was saying, but it was like pulsed. Whatever the speech was on, there was a pulse. And that means to me, most likely, it was a countdown. But then he goes on, this is in front of a crowd, to say that when they did take the hand off, they heard the countdown. But he took his hand off, this is a quote, at the last 3 seconds, and he gave this heartfelt look, like just run for your life, because he didn't want to bring it on his conscience. He didn't want to go to his grave with that. And then we had a couple of seconds to get our heads together, said McPadden. And to be clear, this is him in front of a crowd, a transcript of that. We put the video out of the full interview when he's calm going over it. He screamed, run for your lives. He looked real sad, and then he screamed, run for your lives. McPadden then describes the frantic attempts to escape as the building began to collapse. In the taped interview with us after the event, McPadden made it clear that he and onlookers clearly heard the 3-2-1 from the radio before the building collapsed. He said it was about 3 seconds after that that they heard boom, 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 and then the shaking ground. We'll be releasing that tape over the next week. We also talked to other first responders. We just got off planes last night. We got to dump it to the computer, put it on the web, upload it. We also talked to other first responders who verified the story. McPadden's account, when added with the testimony of other first responders, clearly shows that officials knew the building was about to be brought down in a planned demolition, and that they made a conscious effort or were ordered to hide the fact from the first responders. though at the very end, onlookers were given a brief warning, which enabled them to escape to safety.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's DRYING123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
I'm going to continue with your phone calls. I want to play the audio of Kevin McPadden speaking at the event. Somebody videotaped it and put it up to YouTube. We haven't had time to get it off our tapes and put it up. I'm told that Elaine Brown just called in. I want to give her plenty of time to talk about what's going on, the rest of these four men. So I'd ask her to just hold there for just a moment because I've got Weldon Henson in here. Weldon, just in 2 minutes, you were in the Air Force, what, 5 years?
6 years.
6 years?
Yes, sir.
I didn't have your mic up yet. From my memory, I remember the Air Force every year stands down for a safety day. And some people have kind of mixed this info in with that and are saying it means there's going to be an attack on Friday because there's going to be a stand down tomorrow. Can you explain to people that that's standard?
Let's clear some things up. You have standards. Down days, what they call them, safety days, no matter what, a certain amount per year. I could clearly see maybe this one being one because of the incident with the weapons on the B-52.
Well, that's why they do safety deals every year where they shut down.
Yeah, exactly. It happens all the time. And this could be one that, yes, and even whenever there's a mishap, a major mishap, such as what happened last month, they'll shut down. Yeah, that's standard procedure. They'll shut down on, and Friday is when they do it.
Now, you've been around nukes and B-52s. Explain what Minot does.
Minot is just one of the wings, B-52 bomber wings, and it's a place where usually they hold a lot of the nuclear weapons up there. So
that's where it was going. That's also disposal, isn't it?
It's right in that area. Yeah, I've never been to Minot myself, but. But, yeah, I mean, everybody knows that.
How could you see nukes being put on a plane and then forgotten to be taken off? Different air crew?
I could never see them being loaded accidentally, but I could see it maybe happening when they come in and some, you know, they file reports when they come in. They have all their post-flight stuff. Maybe some pages got mixed up or something. I've never heard of it happening, but it's amazing some of the things that happen. You'd be surprised, you know, with the wrong things happening. I mean, it just happens all the time.
But my memory was correct that every year, because I hear about it every year, they have safety stand-downs in the Army, the Navy, the Marines.
Happens all the time. And even when something happens like a mishap, as if like this, I could clearly see this being a down day for everyone to go through, you know, inventory training or something, mishap training for nuclear, you know, security or something. You have your standard days. I mean, they have so many days a year where they have standard training days, safety days, and then anytime an incident happens, like say someone on the flight line falls off a ladder, well then guess what? That whole wing's going down on that maybe a Friday somewhere in the future for a complete, you know, aircraft ladder training day, safety day. I mean, it's totally normal. So
that's just like when this office turns into a pigsty, we'll have a whole day of cleaning it.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Hey, Weldon, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
I'm glad we could clear some things up. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, because we try to be credible here and actually cover real issues. Oh, boy. I guess, I had Weldon already sitting here right when I went on air and then heard that Elaine was there, and I wanted to finish with Weldon, and we lost her connection. Are you able to call her back? Did you get her number? Because we've been trying it right when we were about to go to her and hung up. Well, we'll see what happens with that, to see what she has to say about the latest developments that are going on there. Did you get the new number when she called in? Okay, just call that. We'll see if we're able to get Elaine Brown on with an update. For those that don't know, four people were arrested. We have a big new development here that we just discovered right during the last break. So things are so crazy. Well, I wasn't back in studio to hear that Elaine was there until I got on air. I was out in the hall talking to Matt Kazee, that is out in the hall on the phone, talking to Matt Kazee of 9/11 Truth up in Virginia, who was at 9/11. I saw him. And Mr. Riley, who got arrested, was also up there. I saw him and shook his hand. Danny Riley, who got tasered by the police before and grabbed and shot at. And he said that, and I'd heard they got grabbed in New York, quote, ducking in from the rain. That was the only piece of info I got from somebody who was detained with Danny Riley. Now we've confirmed that the cops followed after Danny Riley and others and said, we're going to take him down once he leaves the crowd. I wish people would have told me that then. So it's all craziness here as we continue to report from all the different angles and different developments of what's going on. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.